This is Lefty McNeil, and you're listening to the Full Court Press. This is a sports update daily. They give you a little heads up on what's going on in the world of sports. Today is Monday, January 30th, 2012. A little bit of bad news to report from the world of sports. Brooks Robinson, Baltimore icon and Hall of Fame baseball player, was hurt when he tragically fell during a Florida charity event. Brooks, we hope you're feeling better. And talk about heroes. How about Matt Cassell? He's a quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. All of a sudden, he smells smoke. He looks out his window. Neighbor's house is on fire. Matt runs across the street, starts banging on the door, yelling and screaming, saying, "Get out of there." And lo and behold, Matt rescues a woman, what could have been a tragedy for the Kansas City area. And how about Notre Dame men's basketball? Last week, we reported they beat number one Syracuse. This week, the Irish beat number 24, University of Connecticut, 50-48. If I was the Big East or I was the NCAA, I think Notre Dame's going to be a spoiler in that championship. And how about this week is our favorite week? It's Super Bowl week. We've got the Giants versus Patriots. We'll be talking football all week. But just a reminder to start this week off, Giants have already beaten the Patriots. Be careful, New England fans. And last year, folks, 111 million people watched the Super Bowl. I wonder if we're going to break a record this year. And that's end today's show with a little sports, local sports update. Kent Island girls basketball, which might be the best on the shore. They host Kent County High School tomorrow, and that's January 31st at Kent Island High School. Well, this is Lefty McNeil. Appreciate you spending some time on the Full Court Press with us. And just a reminder, Channel 7 covers sports on the weekly show, The 4-Minute Drill. On its front page, it has a scroll going across with the latest sports results. And, of course, you can listen to the Full Court Press. This is Lefty saying thanks. See you tomorrow.